Sing it.
Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Tzaneen 34.
Nog ongeluk, en hierdie keer is het die N3 site, and it is near Van Buren Road in Bedfordview. Big, heavy queuing traffic, plus Sandton M1 northbound queuing traffic towards Greyston Drive.
The airport company South Africa has confirmed that the refueling issues at Oa Tambo International Airport have been resolved. This after 54 flights were delayed at the airport from departures this morning. The delay was due to a shaft valve being broken. AXA Regional Manager Jabulani Kumbala says a preference of refueling was given to flights that were delayed the most.
As we speak now, we are dealing with that backlog. We are refueling those aircraft based on the flight schedule. So the most delayed aircraft will be given priority so that we refuel it and get it out of here as soon as possible.
The Special Investigating Unit, supported by the Hawks and police, executed a search and seizure warrant at three premises of the Masluyana local municipality in the Free State this morning. The operation is in line with an ongoing investigation into the allegations of maladministration of two tenders at the municipality. SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyago says electronic devices used by the relevant officials, as well as payment records, were among items seized.
The contract under scrutiny are refurbishment of the Brentford water treatment works and raw water pump station, upgrading of Brentford Sports Center Phase 2. The investigation focuses also on establishing whether there are service providers or municipal officials that were involved in irregular activities.
The Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa expressed concerns over poor standards of cleanliness and poor quality patient care at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital. This comes amid a shortage of linen as a result of non-functioning laundering machines. Denosa Regional Chairperson Yandisa Zungolo says seeing uncollected and soiled linen piling up in various units and corridors of the hospital has become a daily norm, which worries nurses about the compromised standards of cleanliness in the facility.
The unavailability of linen in this institution has been a persistent problem with no solution, and it reached a crisis level in November when all the machines at laundry ceased to function. This left the hospital with no means to clean its linen, and therefore patients in the units go for days without linen provision.
And Syrian rescuers searched a jail synonymous with the worst atrocities of ousted President Bashar al-Assad's rule, as people in the capital flocked to a central square to celebrate their country's freedom. Assad fled the country as rebels swept into the capital yesterday. He oversaw a crackdown on a democracy movement that erupted in 2011, sparking a war that killed 500,000 people and forced half of the country to flee their homes. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. Brandstofprobleem by Oa Tambo Internasionale Lughawe is opgelos.
What was it? A broken something or other? Adapter?
A shaft valve.
55 flights delayed.
Imagine the cost.
Yes, imagine that. Further details in the news waiting for you anytime you feel like it at jackarandfm.com. Click on that news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
Journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead.